is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting 1 week after a devastating earthquake struck Nepal. Officials say thousands of people are still missing. Officials said today the death toll has passed 6,600, with most of those killed in and around the capital, Kathmandu. Christine South is with the Red Cross.
90% of the houses destroyed, people living in wet conditions with the rains having started, with very few covers, tarpaulins. So that's very much our priority, is to get more assistance into those areas.
United Nations says more than 8 million people have been affected by the earthquake. At least 2 million of those have been displaced. Authorities are also trying to assess the earthquake's destruction at many of Nepal's ancient historical sites. UNESCO's representative to Nepal, Christian Manhart, spoke with VOA.
I have some hope that restoration can be really successful, because we have in the rubble, we have all the architectural features. So what cracked down is mainly the brick walls and the statues and the wooden beams, which are very beautifully carved in most of these temples. All of them are there.
UNESCO's top official, Irina Bokova, says she's not aware of any natural disaster in modern times that has damaged so many heritage sites as the Nepal earthquake. An emergency United Nations Security Council meeting ended Friday with the 15 members not able to agree on an immediate statement about the Yemen crisis and whether to have humanitarian pauses. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia said Friday that it's killed dozens of Yemeni Shiite rebels who were carrying out a large-scale cross-border attack on the kingdom. This is VOA News. Nigeria's military says it has rescued 234 women and children kidnapped by Boko Haram, that in the country's northeast. A military official says the latest rescue took place late Thursday in the Sambisa Forest. Earlier in the week, a similar-sized group was also rescued from the same location. It's not immediately clear whether any of the rescued females included students who were kidnapped from a boarding school in Chibok a year ago. Turkish police fired tear gas and water cannon at hundreds of stone-throwing May Day protesters on Friday after they defied a ban and tried to march on Istanbul's Taksim Square. Europe's biggest city was under a security lockdown as thousands of police manned barricades closed the streets to stop the demonstrations at Taksim. Istanbul police said nearly 140 people have been detained on Friday, although activists are saying the number is nearly double that. Critics say that President Tayyip Erdogan and the government have become more authoritarian in the build-up to the June elections. Prosecutor in the U.S. state of Maryland announced criminal charges on Friday against the police officers involved in the case of Freddie Gray. He's a 25-year-old African-American man whose death while in police custody has set off riots. VOA's Chris Simpkins reports the charges range from murder to manslaughter to illegal arrest.
Baltimore State's attorney Marilyn Mosby said there was probable cause to criminally charge the six officers involved in the death of Freddie Gray, whose spinal cord was severed while in police custody.
The findings of our comprehensive, thorough, and independent investigation, coupled with the medical examiner's determination that Mr. Gray's death was a homicide, which we received today, has led us to believe that we have probable cause to file criminal charges.
Her decision came less than a week after Gray's death sparked riots in the predominantly African-American city. President Obama, meanwhile, said it was absolutely vital for the truth to come out.
What I think the people of Baltimore want more than anything else is the truth. That's what people around the country expect.
Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Baltimore.
And Baltimore police arrested a group of protesters who violated today's curfew. Scuffles did occur, but the situation remained largely peaceful. In sports news, Philippine boxer Manny Pacquiao weighed a little less than American Floyd Mayweather Jr. at the weigh-in Friday for tonight's welterweight championship bout. Pacquiao tipping in the scales at 65 kilograms, the undefeated Mayweather weighing at 66 kilos. The game tonight in Las Vegas here in the U.S.
That's the latest world news from VOA. VOA1. All the hits and more. VOA1. The best music now.
I don't know where you're going, but do you got room for one more troubled soul? I don't know where I'm going, but I don't think I'm coming home. And I said I'll check in tomorrow if I don't wake up dead. This is the road to ruin, and we're starting at the end. Say yeah, let's be alone together. We can stay young forever. Sing it from the top of your lungs. Say yeah, let's be alone together. We can stay young forever. We'll stay young, 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 young.
Start at the beginning. Welcome to the home of the hits, VOA1. Here's Maroon 5, Sugar.
I'm hurting, baby. I'm broken down. I need your loving, loving. I need it now. When I'm without you, I'm something weak. You got me begging, begging. I'm on my knees. Don't care where you are, just wanna be there where you are, and I gotta get one little taste.
that red velvet, I want that sugar sweet. Don't let nobody touch it unless that somebody's me. I gotta be a man, there ain't no other way. Cause girl, you're hotter than a Southern California day. I don't wanna play no games, you don't gotta be afraid. Don't give me all that shy, no makeup on, that's my sugar.
Something red. Her mother doesn't like that kind of dress. Everything she never had, she's showing off. Driving too fast, moon is breaking through her hair. She's heading for something that she won't forget. Having no regrets is all that she really wants. Just reminds her of the missing piece of innocence she loves.
of fun and his brand new song, Nothing Without Love. Nate has put fun on hold for the time being while he works on his debut solo album. It's called Grand Romantic, and we'll get it on June 16th. Coming up, Katy Perry, Rihanna, Pitbull, and a whole lot more, along with big news about Sam Smith. It's all for you on VOA 1.
Let's rage.
And here you were, you were gonna come to me.
And here you are,
but you better choose carefully.
I'm
capable of anything, and everything.
Make me your Aphrodite, make me your one and only.
No promise to get out to the end. Now that it's raining more than ever.
Ray McDonald giving you Pitbull and Neo on the hits, Time of Our Lives.
I know my rent was gonna be late about a week ago. I worked my ass off, but I still can't pay it though. But I got just enough to get off in this club. Have me a good time before my time is up. Hey, let's get it now.
Drop it like it's hot. Dirty talk. Dirty dance. She a freaky girl, and I'm a freaky man. She on the rebound. Broke up with an ex, and I'm like Rodman, ready on deck. I told her I wanna ride out, and she said, yes. We didn't go to church, but I got blessed.
I knew my rent was gonna be late about a week ago. I worked my ass off, but I still can't pay it though. But I got just enough to get off in this club. Have me a good time. Let's get it now.
You know me, I'm off in the cut. Always like a squirrel, looking for a nut. This is up for show, I'm not talking about luck. I'm not talking about love, I'm talking about lust. Now let's get loose, have some fun. Forget about bills in the first of the month. It's my night, your night, our night. Let's turn it up.
I knew my rent was gonna be late about a week ago. I worked my ass off, but I still can't pay it though. But I got just enough to get off in this club. Let's get it now.
Everybody going through tough times. Believe me, been there, done that. But every day above ground is a great day. Remember that.
Next month, lead singer Brandon Flowers drops his second solo album, The Desired Effect. This is the big news of the day. Sam Smith has canceled the remainder of his Australian tour. On Tuesday afternoon, Sam released a statement saying he has canceled gigs in Sydney, Adelaide, Melbourne, and Perth after developing a hemorrhage in his vocal cords. Sam says he canceled the shows on doctor's orders. He has to rest his voice. His Australian promoters say a new tour will be scheduled for December. Feel better soon, Sam Smith. I have Walk the Moon and Hunter Hayes ready to roll, so please keep it here. On the Hits, VOA 1. is Walk the Moon on the one Shut Up and Dance.
We'll be right back.
Taylor Swift, new David Guetta, and more as the hits continue right here on VOA1. Here's Hunter Hayes.
You know I'd fall apart without you. I don't know how you do what you do. 'Cause everything that don't make sense about me makes sense when I'm with you.
Yeah. couldn't sleep. Could you